Well, blessed people, again, I'm back on air with this very wonderful news of decreeing the blood of Jesus over every condition, all those that have ailing disabilities. I've decreed the healing anointing of the Lord through this radio today to reach all of you wherever you are. Now the Lord will heal you. The Lord will set you free. He's going to raise cripples in this land. He's going to stretch the legs that are lame and strengthen them, fortify them to step down. And the crippled legs are going to be fortified and strengthened, and they will now be able to support you. Body, they balance, walk and fall until they balance, and now they can walk and run. And I just want to decree the following again. This kind, the kind of healing anointing that I'm decreeing on this radio this morning is very special, because this past night, the Lord let me speak to a young man. He got a young man to me, though I'm not able to see him for now, but he came and sat. I was instructing him. I was saying, tell this young man to come and do the following in the dream. So when the two prophets of the Lord instructed the young man to go and do the following, and after he finished, then he came and sat. He sat at a place on a sofa. Then when he sat, he told me, do you know that I'm 80 years old? Oh, then I turned and looked at him and said, but the Lord has told me you are a young man. So I decree that you are a young man, because I thought you are a youth. I thought you were in your 20s. He said, no, I am 80 years old. But the Lord had now turned the 80 years old. He became like he is 20s again. So this decree I'm making today is very special, that the Lord is going to restore now your youthful strength. Your youthful strength is going to be restored. Those who were in ailing conditions, you are going to be young again. Those who were old also, you can tell, you talk about those who are aging, who are old, he's going to bring you back to be like 20, young and healthy of that level, like someone who is young and 20. Because in the dream, I instructed the young man, I said, please, can you tell that young man to do the following? And I told him, young man, do the following. He did, and then he came and sat on the sofa. Only when he sat is when he told me, but do you know that I'm, my Lord, do you know that I'm 80 years old? I said, wow. But the Lord has saved me, a young man, and I could see all his organs. I could see his strength. He was now back to youth like 20 years old. So this is the decree I'm making here, that the Lord is going to renew your youthful strength, youthful health. Also, those who are old, those who are growing old. So this is such a tremendous time. This is a very blessed time that the Lord has decided to bring the healing anointing, to raise the cripples, to open the blind eyes, stretch and strengthen the lame legs, and make sure they fit out columns, and deaf ears pop open, spinal cord injuries be healed, those with paralysis to get up and be healed properly, be able to lift up their hands and their legs, those who have been bedridden, relieving themselves on the bed, to get up and walk away. This decree I'm making today, this morning, by the power of the blood of Jesus, that the internal organs be healed. Their heart conditions, those with HIV in the blood, cancers in the blood, kidney failure, dialysis, stomach problems, intestinal, brain problems, tumors, fibroids, bleeding diseases. I've decreed this healing by the power of the blood of Jesus this morning. However, now those who have also been aging and ailing, I've decreed that the Lord will now renew your youthful health, youthful strength, and youthful health. That is what the Lord has spoken this morning. By the power of the blood of Jesus, and in the mighty name of Jesus, I've now decreed the massive healing anointing that will sweep across this land and all the nations that are tuned in. All those that have tuned in and that subscribe to the voice of the Lord wherever you are, now you are going to be beneficiaries of this huge fountain of the blood of Jesus that I have opened up here today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Now you'll see tremendous miracles in the land. Amen.